Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Where did water come from is our adventure in creation today, with a look at His artwork and His creation. Job 37:17. He loads His clouds with moisture and scatters His lightning through them. The water cycle began at creation, day one, when God separated the waters from waters. Ever since then, there has been a water cycle. An amazing thing happens. The same water from day one of creation is the same water that falls today. I had a creation scientist tell us that we have always had the same water on earth, even after the flood, since God created and separated it. It is exciting to think a drop of rainwater that falls on us might have fallen on Adam or Noah or Jesus. Water is one very important element that separates Earth from all other planets. H2O, water, is found on other planets, but does not have the same capabilities and qualities due to their location from light, oxygen, and hydrogen. God placed Earth in the most strategic place in the universe. One reason the placement is perfect is our sun, moon, and other planets in our solar system, where that is, are in a tail of the Milky Way galaxy. Since we are on the tail of our galaxy, we have a better location to view the universe besides our solar system. Our perfect placement in the solar system, in the galaxy, in the universe, makes it perfect for H2O to freeze, solidify, be liquid as water, and be steam by being heated. And Earth is the only place that condition works for water. The water cycle includes rain and snow, collection and condensation. Thank you, Jesus, for your water. You are the living water through your salvation for us, and you give us living water to maintain life here on earth. Your conditions were perfectly created so we could live, and living a life with you is sweet water for our souls. Thank you for those who know this truth and live by it. For those who don't, we pray they will search for you and always be refreshed when they drink from your well of living water. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.